Today's daf is Chulin daf Pei Hei, and we are on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, and we are in the sugyas of Kisi Hadam, and we are talking about the machlokas between Rav Ina and Rabba. Rav Ina has the chiddush that he mentioned at the Pesach of the Beirish Galusa, that if somebody is allowed to shecht on Shabbos because it's pikuach nefesh and there's a chola sheish po sakana, not only could they do the shechita on Shabbos, they could even do the Kisi Hadam on Shabbos. Amazing. Even within Rav Ina, we saw there is a machlokas we've shown him. How far does he go? The pashas of Rashi is that even in Isur Daraisa to do Kisi Adam, even digging, violating the malacha of Choresh, and the Ritva and others say no, even Rav Ina didn't go that far, it just means the Isser Drabanan of Muksa and other related inyanim that might come up by Kisi Adam. But even Rav Ina doesn't allow the Isser Daraisa. Okay, but either way, that's Rav Ina, and Rabba argues. Rabba says no, it can't be, only the Shechita. Again, Rav Ina is another classic example. Shita, this is already in the Gemara, we've seen in the Rishonim, example where the Kisi Hadam is connected to the Shechita in conceptual ways. It is a separate mitzvah and is a separate halachas, but put it on the list of halachas that reflect and shitas that reflect that kisui is somehow the gemar ma'isa shechita and it's connected. Right, we're going to learn in the coming days who has the rights of doing kisui adam. The one who shechs has the rights. Why should that be? Right, somebody who shechs did one mitzvah and kisui adam is another mitzvah. Right, or the shita of the bahag that you only make the mitzvah bracha afterwards. Right, we quote it so quoted in the Rush because you're in the middle of the mitzvah. The middle of the mitzvah, you didn't start the kisui adam yet. Right, why is it the middle? So there are a lot of hints to this idea, at least according to some shitos, that Kisi is the Gemar Maisa, and therefore it's included. So here Rav Ina is another example of that. Right, Rashi says, right, yesterday, Nidche is the Chol Mitzvasa Shal Shechita. Right, Shabbos is Nidche for all the Shechita. Kisi is part of the Shechita, and therefore it would be included. So Rabba argued with that, and along the way he quoted Rav Yossi and a Kal Vachomer. So we ended up with having a tiufta on Rav Ina because the Brisa seems to be against. But once we quoted this Brisa that was against Rav Ina, we'll talk about a couple of other lines that are quoted in this Brisa. So let's pick up a couple lines from the bottom. Amru lo. Right, we'll have another quote from the Brisa that we're going to analyze. Amru lo, so they said back to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi was trying to prove that you're not allowed to be mechasa the dam of a koy on yantif. That was Rav Yossi Shita, right? It comes up more in Maseches Beitza. You're not allowed to shecht a koi on yantif because a koi is a safik chaya, safik behema. Okay, koi means a safik animal. We had earlier different types of koi. But here we're talking about, let's say, regarding safik chaya, safik behema. So therefore, you can't shecht it on yantif because you don't know if you're going to have to do kisi adam. Safik chiyuv. And if you did shecht a koi on yantif, right? Again, the shechita per se is not the problem because you're allowed to shecht on yantif. Ochol nefesh. But what are you going to do afterwards? You're going to put yourself into a situation where you're not going to know what to do, right? This also relates to the larger sugya of putting yourself into a situation of possible dechias isurin, right? Which is, again, a big topic that has come up. But either way, Rabbi Yossi says, if you did shech, then you can't do the kisi adam based on the kav chomer from Bris Mila. And now he said that kav chomer, and the Rabbanan said back, no, I don't think it's a good kav chomer. They said back to him, and then he said back, the Rabbi Elazar Kapar gave another answer back. Okay, so let's talk about that Dechiyah. Amrulo, so they said to Rabbi Yossi, Tkiyah shofar bigvulun tochiyach, you had a kavachomer from Brismila to Safik Kisi Adam. I'll prove to you that kavachomer doesn't work, because Tkiyah shofar on Shabbos, bigvulun tochiyach, gvulun meaning outside the Beis HaMikdash. Remember the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, what exactly does Gvulin mean? According to Rashi and Rov Rishonim, Gvulin in this context, the first Mishnah, the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim, and Gvulin means outside of Yerushalayim. That's the Rambam. But according to Rashi and Rov Rishonim, that's not true. Mikdash means based on Mikdash, and Gvulin means even outside the base of Mikdash, even including the rest of Yerushalayim. So that's what the Gvulin means. So Amrulo, the kind of Mishnah in Kalim. Amrulo Tkiya Shofar Bigvulin Tochiach. She'ein Vada'a Docha Shabbos. What they say back? The Vada'i is not Docha Shabbos. Right? A Vada'i Chiyuv of Shofar is not Docha. V'sveika Docha Yantif. But a Safek Chiyuv of Shofar is Docha Yantif. And then knocks out the Kavachomer. So what exactly is the case? What are they referring to? What's Safek Kisui Hadam? being doche, I'm sorry, what's safik chiyofer? So my sveika, ilema safik chol, safik yom tov, is it, you're not sure if it's Rosh Hashanah or not. Sveika diyoma. Safik chol, safik yada, that's what it's talking about, that the safik is doche yantif. So hashta vadai yantif dachya. One second. Vadai yantif. Right? If it's Vada Yantif, it's Rosh Hashanah. If it's Vada Yantif, so then the Torah says to blow shofar. Safik Yantif, Safik Chol, mi boy. Is there any question about Safik Yantif, Safik Chol? Like Rashi, there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that one of them is Safik, mi boy. Meaning, that's, it's, you're gonna blow. So a Vada Chiyuv, the pshat of the question on this pshat, is that a Vada Chiyuv can't be quoted as a proof for the Safik Chiyuv in the Rabbanan's Chiya. So therefore, that can't be what exactly is being referred to here. We'll get back to the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Let's just finish the line. Ela Safik Ish Safik Isha. It must be the case referred to here by Sveika Docha Yantif is Safik Ish Safik Isha, meaning blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah for a tumtum and androgynous. Blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So blowing shofar on Yantif is a quasi, we'll get to, Malacha, Chachma, but you could even blow it for a Safik. Even blow it for a Safik, and that's what the Rabbanan mean in their Dechiyah. For Rabbi Yossi, Latayme, every line here is chock full of inyanim, but we'll just finish the conversation. For Rabbi Yossi, Latayme, Rabbi Yossi, who doesn't think that this is a Dechiyah, he thinks it's a good Kal V'chomer. Why? Because he argues on the assumption of the Dechiyah. For Rabbi Yossi, Latayme, Damar Isha Vadaz Nami Taka. Not only is Safik Isha, Safik Isha, not only would that be allowed, not only would you be allowed to blow for an androgynous, because maybe an androgynous or a tumtum has a chiyuv, but even for a woman who vade does not have a chiyuv of shofar, you're allowed to blow for her on Rosh Hashanah. Right? No problem. Titania, as the Brisa says, in a totally different context, but in another context of a mitzvah that women are pturos from, B'nei Yisrael somchin v'lo b'nos Yisrael somchos, B'nei Yisrael, the men do smicha on an animal before it is shechted, and on a karban, and B'nei Yisrael don't. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Nashim, Somchaz, Rishus, they can if they want. And therefore you see, even though they're not mechuyev, and you don't say that, oh, they're not allowed to do avoda and lean on an animal, which is not allowed. No, they're allowed to. You don't say that it's a problem, and therefore, we would say the same thing about shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that explains the conversation between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanim. Let's go back to talk about a number of items. The Gemara says in this Dechia, shofar bigvulin will prove. It's not Docha Shabbos. Tosfos points out, that's a Issa de Rabbanan. How are we using that in the Kal V'chomer? Tosfos, Yim Tomar. V'hataima de shofar b'Shabbos, b'shem shebe yavireno dal ramos b'shem zarabim. V'alo shayach b'yantif. How are we even comparing that issue of Shabbos of Shemi Avirenu? That can't be a good comparison. So how are we comparing Shabbos Rosh Hashanah on shofar on Shabbos, Shabbos on Yantif? V'yishlomar says Tosfos deshayach nami biyantif. Why? Dim isha huze hatumtum. Also lozi lasarcha dehalo mechayva. If the woman is totally, if this person is totally not obligated, according to the Shita, not like Rabbi Yossi, and she's totally b'tura, we would not allow her to be motzi the shofar on Yantif, and it would be an iser daraisa. Daraisa? V'yein lahatar mitam ho'el. We wouldn't allow it based on the principle of ho'el from Maseches Beitza. Ho'el v'huchra l'tzarech ochel nefesh, huchna mishlo l'tzarech ochel nefesh. Why? Tosis l'shitasa. This is Tosis in Maseches Beitza. Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Tosis says the principle of ho'el, which allows us to do certain malachas of on Yantif, is only where there is a tzorech hayom ksas. That is Shita Tosfos against Rashi. Haynu davka hecha davi tzorech hayom ksas. Avalecha glecha tzorech hayom klal. If there's no chiv of shofar for this individual, then there's no reason to blow shofar at all, and therefore it would be usher d'oraisa even on Yantif. Right? That is Shita Tosfos here and in Maseches Beitza. That just helps us in terms of the Shach Levitarya. The Isra of Gzera, the Gzera of Shema Yavirenu, as we know, comes up in three places. Comes up by Lulav, comes up by Megillah, and comes up by Shofar. The three places it comes up. Interesting, in a few places, Rashi notes, I'll read it for you, Sukkah, Daf Mem Gimel. Why is the worry of Rabbah, Gzera Shema Yavirenu, Dal Ramas, Rosh Hashanah? Are we worried you might carry the shofar for Amos Rosh Hashanah? Why not Gzera Shema Yavirenu Me Rosh Hashayach Elu Rosh Hashanah? Why is it a Gzera of Dalet Amos? Why isn't it a Gzera of Hotsa'ah? Right? Again, they might be related. Right? There's Lundis, there's Aran in Masechah Shabbos that says really Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah conceptually is an Isser of Hotsa'ah. hotzah me rishuscha, because your rishus is dalat amos. But why does the Gemara say that? So says Rashi, sukkah mem gimel, hu adin, demati lemeim reviyotim rishus yachol shazar abim. Could have said that too. Ela shebarov mekomos, v'inyanim amrinan yesh lachash lahavaris arba amos, v'in lachash lahotzah. But we're more worried about dalat amos and hotzah. Kigonim haya munach bakarmela, so bakarpef obagina. De'inkan isra hotzah daraisa, v'yeshkan isra avara dalat amos. Because what if it's in a Rishus HaRabim, right? It's in a, what we would call a Carmelis, right? Which is not a Rishus Yachid Da'araisa, and, or were, you know, something like that. Oh, Igvio, Amanas Litlov, Otsio. There are many cases that you wouldn't violate, Mavir, the Rishus Yachid Da'araisa. You picked it up, you know, in your house, but you didn't have in mind to take it out, and then you took it outside. There wasn't an Akira HaMechayeves. So, Rashi just says, Lamaisa, there is a, more of a chash, right? So Tosfos there quotes Rashi also, and then quotes v'tam ze lo yitachein tegabe avar anami mitzchlen ato almanas shelo lavir dal namos v'chulu. Tosfos says inami mirshas yachal shazarabim is luhu hakera v'leka lemigzar, going from a private to a public rishus. L'chora you'll remember there's a hecker, there's a doorway of a rishus arabim zimnim delavadaite umavir dal namos. Right, there's more of a chash because there's nothing to remind you that it is happening. Tosfos also discusses this in Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Tes Mabez. Right, there also he quotes the different days of Rashi and Tosfos. Megillah, Tosfos and Megillah, Daf Dalet also discusses this, but there he asks some other questions. And this is the Rishonim get into. Why isn't there a gzera by other mitzvos? So for example, Bris Milah. Why don't we make a gzera, Shema Yavi Renu, the knife, in Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you shouldn't be able to do Bris Milah when it falls out on Shabbos. So Balei Tosfos give certain reasons. No, Bris Milah is too important. Right, it says Bris 13 times. Tosfos and Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. No, Ein Litchos, Da Chamira, Shekein Yechusor Allah, Yud Gimel Brisos. And number two, Vagam, who is involved in Milah? Not everybody. Everybody's blowing shofar. Everybody's carrying a lulav. Only Moalim experts are involved in Mila. And therefore, there's less of a chash. Right? Shema, a person who's not a baki? No, only people who are bakiim are involved in this, and therefore, one doesn't have to worry. Discussion of the achronim, I think, more than the rishonim. Maybe it's the rishonim, I don't remember. What about Kriyas HaTorah? We allow Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. There's no Gzeira Shema Yavirenu. Shema Yavirenu, the Torah. Just like Megillah, Gzeira Shem Yavirenu. So some suggest that Kriyas HaTorah, oh, you might say that Kriyas HaTorah we keep more in the shul, not at home, but maybe Kriyas HaTorah, it's a Chovos HaTzibur. So by Dvarim that are Chovos HaTzibur, the Chazal aren't Gozer. Chazal aren't Gozer. Right? Only by Chovos HaYachid. All the other ones are Chovos HaYachid on the individual. Maybe they don't have the power to knock it out. Remember the Taz's other answer for Mila, that's where the Taz says his, again, much discussed, well-known answer. The Taz says by Bris Mila, we're not goes there because the Rabbanon don't have the authority to knock out something that's Mefurish Laheter in the Torah. The Torah says, Ubayom HaShmini Afilu B'Shabbos, it's Ki'ilu, the Torah says explicitly, you do Bris Mila on Shabbos. The Chachamim can't say, you don't do Bris Mila on Shabbos ever. They can say, you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos because, you know, Gzeira Shabbos. But they can't be Gozer. That's his question. Why aren't they Gozer? You can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because it's like blowing a musical instrument. You can't blow shofar on Sukkos. You can't blow shofar on other Yom Tovim. Why on Rosh Hashanah? You make Gzeira, Shem Yisak and Klei Shir. No, the Rabbanan can't do that because the Torah says, blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. They can't say, never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Just like the Rabbanan can't say, never do Bris Milah when it falls out on Shabbos, because it's a separate pasuk in Parshas Tazria, the Ki'ilu, it says that you have to do Bris Milah when it falls out on Shabbos. And there's a lot to talk about in the issues of Gzeira Shem Yavirenu, again, within Hotza'a, and within why other mitzvos we don't have that chashash. Part one. Part two. So if we continue now with, we read the Machlokes on top, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon versus the Tanakhama in terms of smicha. So first regarding Rosh Hashanah and then generalize it. So Isha Vadai Nami Taka. So we paskin, as we know, that we could blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah for women, even though they're for sure not obligated. It's a mitzvah of Grama, but we're still for sure a we paskin that one is allowed to blow for women. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah writes in Tav Kuf Tzadi Vav, Tavkuv Tzadivav, the Ramah quotes, La'achar sheyatzu bazeh, after your yotzei, the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. He quotes a minhag that some blow an extra 30, but whatever it is, whenever you finish, doing the mitzvah, shuv ein litkoa od bechinam. Don't blow extra kolos on Rosh Hashanah. The Rama quotes. The Rama quotes here in Tav Kuf Tzadi Vav. Shouldn't blow any extra kolos. If you look in the Taz here says, no, you can blow whatever you want. Blow whatever you want. It's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is like we might say it's Hutra. Right? Once you're allowed to blow today, you're allowed to blow today. Ein adoma l'shar yantif bazeh. Right? It's not similar to other Yomim Tovim. And the Magen Avraham here, the Chacham Tzvi, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Magen Avraham, Chacham Tzvi, Yochanan ben Sanan, all the Achronim argue on the Taz and they defend the Ramah. They say, no, don't do extra. Right? Do what you have to do. But more than that is not. Maybe it's an issue of Bal Tosif. Maybe it's getting back into the Gzeira of, you know, blowing shofar, right? But once it's done, once the mitzvah is done, it is done. Good. But the other idea here, it sounds like that women can do mitzvahs that they're pturis from. So that's the big discussion also in the Rishonim. What about women being involved in mitzvahs aseishas mangrama? So, Kimad, all the Rishonim, we paskin that women can. The machlokas is, what about the bracha? Baalei Tosfos hold that the women can even make a bracha on mitzvah aseishas mangrama, even though they say vitzivanu, right? Commanded, they weren't commanded. How can they say vitzivanu? It means B'nai Yisrael were commanded. We have a sort of command, doesn't mean dafka, me personally. And the Rambam holds otherwise. No, they cannot, and that's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rambam. In Hilchas Tzitzis, in Hilchas Lulav, right, all the places where Zman Grama comes up, that's where it is discussed. We do know, though, if there is a counter pressure, if there is a specific reason against, so then we might say a mitzvah that they're not obligated in, so maybe, they shouldn't do. In certain cases. So that's the Achronim try to explain the Rashi. There's a very Mechudish Rashi in Erevin, Adav Sadivav, where Rashi says in Erevin, explaining one of the Shitos there, Sadivav Amit Aleph, Rashi quotes that maybe women shouldn't wear tefillin. Why shouldn't women wear tefillin? So Rashi quotes, Tahavi Ketosefes al Divrei Torah, Shepatra Nashim Yimitzvah Zaseh, Shazman Grama. Baltosif. Baltosif. Wow. To do a mitzvah they're not obligated in is Bal Tosif. It's not the usual example of Bal Tosif. Right? So that's quoted in Rashi in Erevin on Daf Tzadi Vav. And the Ritva there discusses that that's in the context of Smicha also. Smicha and there are a couple of mitzvahs that are discussed there. But the way the Ritva understands the Rashi there, Nira Midivrei Rashi, Kila Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, one of the Tanaim there in Erevin, im osos overs al bal tosif, right? Vehikshu betosfus. The Ritva here quotes the Tosfus that also appears there. Tasuka nashim peturos bimena. Vyashka chander of Yehuda savor the nashim yoshua's bow. Right, women right to sit in the sukkah. Hilni amalka beginning of Maseches sukkah. So the Ritva quotes the Ri. V'ri zal omer. The Ri says the bechal hamitzvos. Kivan sha'anashim chayavim vi'af hanashim she'enan chayavos ein bo mishum bal tosif tekal hu shekila torah benashim. Dumya desuma shepatim mikal ha-mitzvahs v'ein bo mishum mitzvah bal tosif. V'lo asa Rebbe Yehuda elam ha-mitzvahs she'esh bem chshash ninun iser. Rebbe Yehuda, in that Gemara and Erevin, is only against women doing the mitzvahs eishman grama when there is some type of counter-pressure, reason that they shouldn't. Like shofar, sheyesh bo mishum shvus. Again, we don't paskin that way. But he says, maybe shofar is like smacks of the issa d'rabbanan of gzeira shema yavirenu by Shabbos, and even when it's not Shabbos, maybe, like that tosfas ain bo tzara klal, and shema yisak and klei shir. Fanachas tfilin, lafisha tzrichin gufnaki, volish rame hesachadas. Va'olas re'ia, mebnei shenira kemivyin chulin la'azara. Vismicha, mebnei shenira kemishtamish pekachim. Right, by all of these contexts, in that Gemara, there's some counter-pressure, some negative, some reason that they shouldn't. Aval besukah v'chayotzei bo, but some type of zman grama, that there's no downside. A woman sitting in a sukkah. There's no downside. The leka shum nidnud iser ba'asiyasa lo aser Rabbi Yehuda klal. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita there in Erevin. Again, we don't go the whole way, right? We might paskin that even where there is a little bit, by smicha, by shofar, and that's the minhag. That's the minhag. The two, good. So, again, tefillin, we mentioned also tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama already said women shouldn't. Right, based on that Rebbe Yehuda gufnaki, and therefore if there's a risk factor, so why do it? Even men have limited their tefillin obligation fulfillment. We used to wear it every day. Now we wear it the minimum possible. We wear it by davening because we don't consider ourselves on that level. And nobody bezmanazek could say that they're on that level. Generally, let's see, yichidei skula, that's it, in the base medrash all day and wear tefillin. So how many people in the world are there that wear tefillin all day staying in the base medrash? Okay, there's a few. But somebody who's not obligated, the Shulchan Aruch says, and the poskim say, women who are not obligated in the mitzvah, so they're not allowed to put themselves into the situation. Once the Shulchan Aruch says it, and once the svar is given, so that is the halacha. Good. One final makar, and then we will continue. And the Turei Evan. The Turei Evan notes, smicha. Is smicha a zman grama? Smicha on a behema, which is being discussed here. Is smicha a zman grama? So that's the Turei Evan, the Shagas Aryeh in Chagiga on Daf Tezayin, where it's an important makar regarding the definition of zman grama. Definition of zman grama. That's the his discussion. He quotes based on the Baalei HaTosfos, that he says typically there's a pasuk that tells us that smicha is that women are pturis from smicha, right? But Bnei Yisrael somcha v'lo banos Yisrael somcha. And Tosfos asks, what do you need a pasuk for? Just say it's a zman grama. And Tosfos says maybe smicha would be kibir to shchita, and just like shchita is not a zman grama, ma shchita k'sher ben Hashem av smicha kein. V'kashali, so says the Turei Evan discusses smicha in that world, and he says v'linira d'lo kashamidi. The lo havi mitzvah asei shazman grama ela kol hecha shazman akavua la hu kavua va'omeid. Be'inyan kishavar azman azdala legamre ubat lemitzvasa. What's a zman grama? We have a time to do a mitzvah. Once that time evaporates, then you lost the mitzvah. You can't do it anymore. If I have a mitzvah to shake a luluf today. So then once today finishes, now tomorrow comes. I lost the mitzvah from yesterday. Today's a new mitzvah. I lost it. That's a zman grama. The zman is goreim, and once the time finishes, I'm done. I'm finished, and the chiyiv no longer is there, and I cannot fulfill it. Aval gabe smicha on an animal. I don't do smicha on Tuesday, so I'm going to do smicha on Wednesday. So, did I lose that mitzvah? Right? I should have done smicha on Tuesday, and now it's gone? No. It's just that during the night, I wasn't allowed to do the smicha that I was supposed to do yesterday, but once I do it today, I'm doing the same exact mitzvah from yesterday. It's not that I lost the mitzvah. There might be a hefsek in the time that I'm allowed to do it, but that's not called a zman grama, says the Turei Evan. Hakfiyas zman shekava Torah lemitzvah so biyom dafka v'lo balayla ein layla mevatel mitzvah so legamrei ela mafsekes tahalayla atzma ein ruila smicha aval ein mevatel eschi of mitzvah smicha meabayal legamrei ela kasheira yom choser v'neyur v'hadar hadra ole mitzvah smicha shel karben zegufa. Alav ula olam b'chol yom ba'mod v'smokoi ve'ainz mizaz ezman grama de'ain azman goring bitul mitzvaso legamrei ve'inu ela mafzik mitzan atzmo v'achanai mitzvah tzitzis v'tfilin also tzitzis and tfilin lamanda amar ein noig balayla. He talks about why isn't that similar to the mitzvah of smicha, right? What about tzitzis and tfilin, right? When he say is it that totally on the day, he says yes. Ein yom b'yom b'shav b'shav tashlumin l'chaverta. Shem lo kiyim b'yom zeh ein yom habal tashlumin. Oh, I didn't wear tefillin yesterday, so I can wear tefillin today. I'm making it up. You're not making it up. Yesterday is gone. Today is new. Right? So that's different. And then he quotes Rias to this. That's what he says about smicha. Why smicha needs a pasuk to answer that question of Tosfos. Okay, let's continue. Amar Avina, fifth line. Amar Avina, ulamai dekami rabbanan nami islei pircha. Ravina says, what the Rabbanan said back to Rabbi Yossi also has a pircha in the conversation of the Braisa. Malat kia shofar shekein vado adocha Shabbos b'mikdash. What was the pircha? Shofar vada is docha Shabbos b'mikdash. Tomar b'kisui delesa klal. Right? Kisui doesn't exist. Rashi, look at Rashi for a moment. Lomaita kami Rabbanan nami. De isha asur litkawa. That an isha, right, the Rabbanan said, is asur v'tumtum desafiku doche isle pircha l'tshuva shalahem. I can knock out that svara. Why? Because how could you compare shofar to kisui? Ki a shofar vada is doche Shabbos in the mikdash. Tomar b'kisui. Kisui adam is not. But kisui de lesa klau. There is no kisui. Good. Heishav Lazar Akabar Barebi. So just to quote the last quote, Mala Mila Shkein Eina Noheges Beleli Yamim Tovim. Mila is not Noeg at night. Gemara says Beleli Yamim Tovim Hudelo Naga Ha Bashar Laili Naga. What are we supposed to be medayik? It's not noeg on Lila of Yontif, but it's noeg on other nights. So Gemara just clarifies. Elamala mila shkinen ohegas balaylos kibayamim. It's not noeg at night. Period. Tomar bekisui shenoeg balaylos kibayamim. Unlike kisui, which is noeg balaylo noeg biyamim. So therefore, kisui might be more chamor. And even if it's suffik, it might be something that would be done. And therefore, you can't bring a kava chomer from mila to kisui. Good. Amar Rabbi Abba. How about Gemara Kedushin, please? Ze echad min advarim shamar Rabbi Chia ein li aleim tshuva. The Heshev Rebbe Lazar Akapar Barebi Tshuva. Rabbi says this is one of the things Rabbi Chia says I don't have a tshuva for, and Rebbe Lazar Akapar brought me a tshuva. Remember a couple of two years ago, I was up north on a tiyul, and I was at a place where they said they found the mashkof of the yeshiva of Rebbe Lazar Akapar, and it said on it the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Lazar Akapar. Unbelievable! How old is that? Was that mashkof? They found it. They found the mashkof of Rebbe Lazar HaKapar. He's the one, I think, in Pirkei Avos that says, Hakinev atav ha-koven motzin asadam in olam. Right? So he's, after thousands of years, here's a raya that he existed. Right? It didn't take him out of the olam. Good. So, Mishnah. Just one ha'ara. The Gemara spoke about Mila not being at night. Mila is a zman grama, l'cha'ora. Right? You can't do bris mila at night, as the Gemara just said. So that's the question of the Tosfos in Maseches Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin quotes a pasuk to say mothers are not obligated in the meal of their sons, only fathers. The father has the mitzvah, not the mothers, because of a pasuk. That's the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Chavtes Amid Aleph. Right, the Gemara says, Oso velo oso, kasher tziva oso alokim. Ask Tosfos, so what do you need a pasuk for? It's a zman grama. That's why women are peturos. Lama likra. Typically, the mitzvah says zman gramahu b'shulshinim o'mishmini. So Tosfos first says, well, maybe it's not a zman grama because it only has a starting time and not an ending time. Right? It starts on day 8. You can't do it before day 8, but once day 8 comes, it doesn't stop. It continues forever. So maybe that's not a zman grama, says Tosfos. So then Tosfos says, what about day night? What about day night? So this gets a little bit into what we just discussed about the Turei Evan. There's only one, if I didn't do bris mila today, and then I do it tomorrow, that's like smicha. So according to the Turei Evan, maybe that's the answer. Turei Evan would say that mila is not a zman grama. What do you mean? It's the same mitzvah, just like smicha. That's why the Gemara has to quote a pasuk. That's the Turei Evan. So the Gatosa says, you're right. You need a pasuk according to the opinion that you can do bris mila even at night. Okay. But there are other answers given, right? The Ramban's, the Ritva, I think, gives, of course, the Ramban, or the Ritva gives us an answer there in Kiddushin that maybe it's different because it has to do, not only do with you, it has to do with someone else. It's not a mitzvah that you do. It's a mitzvah that about your son, right? It's like Bezdin. So maybe that's why it's not simply a zman grama. Or there also the Tosas Rid has a beautiful answer. He says, maybe the mitzvah is not just the meal itself, it's the hisaskus. It's the whole involvement with the caterer and the setting it up and everything involved in the mitzvah. So the act of mila, the mila and the priya, the chaticha and the priya, maybe that's zman grama bound. But everything else related to the mila, especially right with the sudas bris mila, might be a din daraisa. That's what we don't invite. So all of that might be included, and that's not zman grama. Okay, but that's a big topic also about bris mila at night. Good. Is there a chalos arel the night before? Also something that we've discussed. You can't do bris mila before day 8, right? Or the night, what about the night before? Is that the same as day 6? Or did something change once the night of the Leil Shemini came? Right? That's the amazing suffix of the Yerushalmi. Right? The Gemara in Erevin, I think it's on Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara in Erevin discusses if a katan kohen on day 5, are you allowed to smear him with truma oil before he has a bris mila? Let us smear him with truma oil. So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph has the suffik about that, and it was not ifshat. The Yerushalmi says it's mutter. Yerushalmi says it's mutter in Yevamos. But the Yerushalmi is not sure about lelches. What about lelches? The night before the mila. That might be worse. Why is that worse? You're allowed to smear him on day 5, but you're not allowed to smear him with the truma oil on Leil Ches. So the Achronim say, because maybe Leil Ches, he already has a shame arel. right? Beforehand, there's no chiyuv emila yet, there's no shem arol yet. On Leil Ches, he has a shem arol, but you can't do bris mila until the next day. So maybe that's why it's worse. That's the question, but that's the Bavli in Yerushalmi in Yevamos related to mila at night, and maybe mila at night of Leil Ches. Again, it's also, you're not allowed to do it, but might be a different status. Says the Mishnah. Here we go. Back to the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. Hashoche v'dim says treifa. So now we're getting to this Mishnah. We had a parallel Mishnah in the previous parak. This is the Shchita She'ena Re'uya Mishnah. Then we had the Machlokes by Oso Vezbeno. Is there an Isra of Oso Vezbeno where there is a Shchita that does not lead to a Heter Achila? So, same Machlokes, similar Machlokes by Kisui Hadam. Hashoche v'dim says treifa. Hashoche l'avodas kochavim. So, it was a perfect Shchita, but treifa. Or I shechted to Avodah Zarah. Hashoche t'chulim b'fnim. V'kashim b'chutz. Chaya v'of haniskalim. Or somebody is shechting a chaya or an oaf that are chayiv misa, so to speak. Right, Rashi quotes, nirbu'u, right, the bestiality was committed with them. So Rabbi Meir machayiv, Rabbi Meir says chayiv in all these cases because Rabbi Meir holds, shchita sheina ru'uya shma shchita. It's still called a shchita, and therefore there's only kisi adam if there was a shchita. So yeah, this is a shchita. V'chamim potrin, the chachamim say potter. Why? Because as Rashi says, quotes the pasuk, it says, asher yeachel. And if it doesn't lead to Asher Yeachel, that's not called a Shechita in this context. It could be a Shechita for other contexts, like Tumas Nevela, right? Shechita, we know of a Trefa, right? As Matarami De Nevela. But for this, it's not. Hashokhi, but it's not Labiyadu. If I don't do a Shechita, if I try to do a Shechita and I messed up and it's a Nevela, I did it wrong. Vahanocher Vamakar, I just kill the animal, right? I chop off its head, whatever it is, so then, Patumi Lachasos, that's not a Shechita. That's not a shchita because that's not even a shchita she'ena ru'uya. That's not a shchita at all. The Ritva here goes into the order in the Mishnah of items, right? Why is it that first comes the treifa and then avodah zarah? He just goes through each one what the flow is. Naka treifa da asur achila v'isura migufo from within. V'hadar naka rashochi l'avodah zarah d'isur hana v'isur shalom migufo. Avodah Zarah is from without. It's not a physical problem. It's just a status. V'hakol b'chutz. V'hadrak tani chumah b'fidim v'kachim b'chutz. She'isur hana'a v'hamakom gorem li'isuro. It's the makom. It's not the status. Another type of isur. V'hadrak tani chayav of she'nigmar dinan li'sakel. De'isur hana'a v'isuran kal. She'ena lo elamachmas gmardin. Gmardin is a different type of reason why something would be usser. So the Ritva notes that each of those represent a different category type of isser. And that's why each of them have to be listed in the Mishnah. Good. There's more Ritva, I think, on the second half of Chulin than on the first half. So you one would think that the Ritva would be very fat on Chulin. It's very skinny, at least what we have. But there's more Ritvas coming up. Good. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Bar Yochanan. It's interesting, says the Gemara. Because here we have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. And earlier we had a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, when he wrote the Mishnah, put the Shechita Sheina Re'uya Shma Shechita, he made that the Rabbanan by Oso Vespino. And here he put the Shechita Sheina Re'uya Lo Shma Shechita as the Shechita of the Rabbanan. So he made the Stam Shechita different in the opposite shitas in each Mishnah. So that's the question of the Gemara. So Amar Chiya Rabbi Amar Yochanan, Ra Rabbi Dvar Shal Rabbi Meir by Oso Vespino, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi liked the shita of Rabbi Meir by Oso Vespino, meaning in the previous parak. Shchita Sheina Re'uya Shma Shchita. He liked that shita, and therefore Vishano Balasha Chachamim, and therefore he had that as the Stam shita, and he called that the Chachamim shita in the previous parak. And in this parak, Udu Rabbi Shimon B'Kisi Adam, but he thought the shita of Shechita Sheina Re'uya Lo Shma Shechita is the more mistaver one by Kisi Adam, Vishana B'Lashon Chachamim, and therefore he changed it. Right? So we don't say, oh, across the board, Shechita Sheina Re'uya Shma or Lo Shma Shechita. Rabbi Shimon always says, Lo Shma Shechita. Rabbi Meir always says, Shma Shechita. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was Machalik, and therefore he formulated the Mishnayos differently in these two prakim. So what tipped him off? So my time is Rabbi Meir, Oso Vespino. So why does Rabbi Meir say by Oso Vespino in the previous parak, why does Rabbi Meir say that even a Shechita Sheina Re'uya is called a Shechita, even though it doesn't lead to Heter Achila? Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Gamar Shechita, Shechita, Mishchut Echutz. Gzera Shava from Shchut Echutz. Ma Hasam, just like by Shchut Echutz, you're not allowed to eat it, and yet you're chaya for Shchut Echutz. Ma Hasam, Shchida Shen Ruya Shma Shchita. Afachanami Shchida Shen Ruya Shma Shchita. Even though it doesn't lead to eating, it's still called a Shchita. That's why you're chayef. The Rabbi Shimon, my time, why does Rabbi Shimon say there, Shchita Sheini Re'uya is Lav Shma Shchita by Osov Espino? He has a different Gzei Rishava. My time, Amr of Mani Bar Patish, Gamar, Mitzvah Tevach V'Hachin. The pasuk by Yosef, when he tells his servants to prepare the meal for his brothers, it says Tvach Tevach V'Hachin. Even though there's no word Shchita there, but Tvicha is a synonym for Shchita, and the Gzei Rishava is good enough, according to Rabbi Shimon, to compare Tvoach and Shchita. Ma lahalan Shchita Re'uya, Afkan Shchita Re'uya. Just like there, it is a Shchita Ha-Re'uya. In the case by Yosef, so too, Shchita Re'uya. Good. So that's why each one has their own Gzei Rishava. The Ramban notes here, right? Why does each one not learn the other one's Gzei Rishava? Because they ain't not a dumb Gzei Rishava me'atzmo. You can't make your own Gzei Rishava. You have to have it from a Rebbe. There is flexibility, right, within that. Remember, we've noted the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs has the important comment. Why is it that you can't make a Gzei Rishava by yourself? Because whenever you have a large book, there's obviously going to be a repetition of words in the book. So you're going to say, oh, it says the word the, and it says the word the. So I'm going to compare the context. No, there's no England of herself. So there has to be a Masorah by Gzei Rishava. By Kal V'chomer, for sure not. By all the other ones we've noted, Machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos, in Sukkah. But for Gzei Rishava, you for sure need a Masorah, because you know, there are so many words that repeat. But there is some flexibility. There's this word Shchita, right here, this word the word Shachat, by Kisi Adam, there's a Gzei Rishava. And there's a Machlokas, now Tanoim, which context you make the Gzei Rishava. So it's the balance, also we've noted this, there's a balance of Masorah and Svara. A lot of the drushes in the Gemara are a combination. The Gzei Rishava is the Misora, but which parsha you compare it to, that has a little svara added to it as well. Good. Let's just continue for a moment, and then we'll look at the Ritva. Rabbi Meir Nami Ligmar Mitzvoach. Why doesn't Rabbi Meir learn it from Tzvoach? Well, Donen Kshita Mishkita, Vein Donen Kshita Mitzvicha. I'd rather have a Gzei Rishava with the exact same verb, right? Shachat Shachat. Right, tvacht means that, but fine, I'd rather be tighter with the same word. So Gemara says, that doesn't really make a difference, my nafkamina. We have gzeir shavas without the same word, hatana de verbi shmoel, vishav ha-kohen, uva ha-kohen, by tsaraas, zui shiva, zui bia, when the kohen goes out of the house, kohen goes back into the house. So you see that you don't need the same word. Answer, hanimilecha delecha dedamile, you're right, that there's no other choice. So then I'll be a little flexible. Aval he'ika dedamile, mi dedamile, yafinan. Rabbi Meir says, well, you have the exact same word, you have another parsha with the exact same word, so I'd rather learn it from there. So that's why Rabbi Meir doesn't learn it from Tzvach Tevach. Other way, Rabbi Shimon Nami Ligmar Mishchut Echutz. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon learn it from Shchut Echutz to say that it is a Shchita Haru'uya? Why does he learn it from there? Dunin Chulin Michulin Vein Dunin Chulin Mikachim. I'd rather learn it from not the same word, even though it's the same type of halacha. Right, so again, it's an amazing. You read these Gemaras; it's just technical limudim, but there's so much behind it. Right, so many svaras. Would you rather have a language smoothness, or would you rather have a context smoothness? Right, it depends. Vein dana chulim mikachim, and I would rather not learn from kachim. Rabbi Meir atu osoves beno b'kachim milo nahig. Rabbi Meir would say, osoves beno is written by kachim, but it's not only by kachim. Right, it's not only by Chulin, it's also by Kachim, right, this, Revoso Vismano, as we learned. So Gemara says, Haino Dekam Rabbi Chia, that's exactly why Rabbi Chia said that Rabbi, like Rabbi Meir, Ra Rabbi, Derash Rabbi Meir, Boso Vespino, because he liked this answer, Vishana, Balashan Chachamim. So in the previous parak, Rabbi was so same, in the name of the Chachamim, like Rabbi Meir, that Shchida Sheina Ru'uya, Shma Shchita. That is all in that parak. By Osov Espino. The Ritva notes here that the Gemara later on darshins the pasuk of Tvach Tevach V'Hachin. What does that mean? What does that mean? We'll have the Gemara in a week from now or so. Be'ez Hashem on Daf Tzadi Aleph. Right, it talks about what exactly Yosef did by Tvach Tevach V'Hachin. So the Gemara says V'Hachin Tzadi Aleph on Aleph on the bottom. Para lahen beis hashchita. right? He opened up the Beis Hashkita for them. Right, so Rashi there says, "Shelo yomru basar hanachira ani ochel l'fisha bnei Yaakov shomrei mitzvos ava bishalon in the Torah mekubalon ha'mi abosayhen." We'll have to get back to that sugya later on. Chulin tzadi aleph. So the Ritva says there's a machlokas there. What that means? So if it means that it was parapesh shchitas, then you could use this as a raya. But if you say like the other opinion says, the Ritva ikatashalei ha nichlamanda amar begin anashav rola mesa shchita elamanda amar tseven achar amar lahem adaraba. That's not a good shchita over there. By Tvoch Tevach. Shchita psuli l'debri akol. It says, Anocher ma'akar padim alachasos. Answer, wow. Yesh lomar hanimili l'didon. According to us, now, nechir is not a shchita. Aval b'vnei Noach, nechirasan zuhi shchitasan. Right, by b'nei Noach, says the Ritva, just killing the animal is ki'ilu shchita for us, so much so that you can learn a gzeir shava from there, that it's a shchita. That's the chiddush of the Ritva. Right? We've had in the past that you have, right, we say, d'chia letzuk, zuhi shchitasan, malika zuhi shchitaso. But the Ritva here is defending the shchita that has a gzeir shava, shchita, shchita, from that context, but that's not a shchita. Right, there they actually kill the animal. But kamash malah, no, we don't say that. It is a shchita. It is a shchita haru'uya enough to be called a gzeirashav. Good. We continue now with the other side. That was all by Osov Espino. So my taima Rebbe Meir Bakisi Adam. So now, what's the reason of Rebbe Meir Bakisi Adam? Amr Shemen Lakish Gamar Shvicha Shvicha Mishkut Echutz. Rish Lakish says, he learns another Gzereshava. Shvicha Shvicha Mishkut Echutz. Malahal and Shchita Shein Ru'uya Shma Shchita. Just like Mishkut Echutz. It is a good Shchita, right? That's what you're Chayiv. Avkan, Shchita Shein Ru'uya Shma Shchita. So too, by here, Shchita Shein Ru'uya, by Kisi Adam, is a good Shchita, enough to be Mechayiv Kisi Adam. Rabbi Shimon would say no. Asher Yeachel Ksiv. It says Asher Yeachel Bakisi Adam. It has to be a Shchita Haru'uya. Rabbi Meir, Hahulam Udi Oftami Uda Azer. Meir would say no. Asher Yeachel is just excluding non-kosher birds. Right? Oftame. Right? That's Asher Yeachel. It only applies to birds that are eaten. Non-kosher birds don't have the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. Rabbi Shimon Oftame Maitaima. Rabbi Shimon would say, Of Tami Maitaima Dela Barachiluhu. Trefanami La Barachiluhu. Rabbi Shimon would say, what do you mean? An of tame, why doesn't it have mitzvah of Kisi Adam? Because it's not a barachila. Trefanami is not a barachila. Right? So that can't be an exclusion. Right? By a trefa, we learned. Right? That's exactly the same thing Rabbi Shimon would be saying. Vahinatama Rabbi Chia. That's why Rabbi Chia said that Rabbi likes this svara also. Ra Rabbi, the Barav Shon Rabbi Shimon, Bekisi Adam, Vashana Baloshan Chacham. Fine. So that's why we have, in two consecutive prakim, the same machlokas, but in one Mishnah, it's the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, and in one Mishnah, it's Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan, right? Because of this svara that the Rabbanan liked. Good. Amar Rabbi Abba, lo l'chol Amar Rabbi Meir, shchita shein ru'uya shma shchita. Turning over, not for everything. Rabbi Meir says shchita shein ru'uya is not a good shchita. It is a good shchita, not for every halacha. Not for every halacha do we say that just because it's not going to be able to be in, is it a good shchita. Mode Rabbi Meir, shein matirasa b'achila. Rabbi Meir agrees that a shchita shein ru'uya, obviously, is not going to be mutar b'achila. Right? We're going to talk about, isn't that obvious? That's what a shchita shein ru'uya is. V'lo l'kol am Rabbi Shimon, shchita shein ru'uya lo shma shchita. Rabbi Shimon also is not across the board. Not for everything would Rabbi Shimon say that it's not a good shchita. Mode Rabbi Shimon, shein matirasa midei nevela. Right, Rabbi Shimon would agree that if there's no tumas nevela if you did a proper shchita. So let's talk about this. Amar Mar, lo l'kol amar Rabbi Meir shchita shein ru'uya shma shchita. Mode Rabbi Meir shein matirasa ba'achila. Rabbi Meir agrees that a shchita shein ru'uya doesn't matter to ba'achila. So Mar says pshita trefa b'shchita mimishtarya. Obviously, let's say you shecht a trefa, so you did a perfect shchita. Obviously, it's not mutter to eat. Oh, Rabbi Meir agrees to that. Thank you very much. Of course, he agrees to that. So Gemara says, Lo tzricha, this is the chiddush, which we discussed already in the fourth parak. L'shochet, it's a trefa u'matzaba ben teschai. If you shecht a trefa, and you find a ben pakua inside. Right, you shecht a trefa, you did a perfect shchita, the mother is a trefa, and the fetus is perfect. Fetus is not a trefa. So what's the halachi in that case? So sakadai tachamina, I might have thought, Ho'el da'amar, Rabbi Meir shchita shein ru'uya shma shchita. It says Rabbi Meir holds that it's a shma shchita. So find the mother is a trefa. So you can't eat the mother. But tani le shchitas imo v'lo libo shchita. But at least for the child, maybe. For the child, it should work. It's a perfect shechita. The mother has a technical problem of a treifa, right? So it should work for the child, and the child should be mutter. It should not need shechita. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush. That the shechita, she'ena re'uya, of the mother, because it's a treifa, does not work, does not matir the mother, and does not matir the child either. It's not matir the child either. That's the chiddush. This, by the way, if you remember, was one of the rayas of Reb Chaim. One of the rayas of Reb Chaim, when Reb Chaim discussed, which we discussed already a number of times, the relationship between treifa and nevela, and the fact that they're not two separate isurim, right? Achat zayis of treifa, achat zayis of nevela can be mitzdaref. One of his rayas is that a treifa, it's not a separate shem isur. It's not like there's a treifa. I shecht an animal, it's a perfect shechita, and there's a separate problem of treifa. No. Treifa is a prevention of the heter shechita. Right? How do you know that? This is one of the rayas. If the ben pakua, if there was a perfect shechita on the mother, then it should go to the child also. It should go to the child. Why wouldn't it go to the child? The mother has a separate problem of a treifa. Right? The child doesn't have that problem, so the shechita should work. The fact that it doesn't work means even the shechita of the mother is limited. And why? Because of treifa. Treifa prevents the shechita's mother to be a full shechita. It's a problem within the shechita, not separately, and that's why it doesn't work. That's the svara. Why wouldn't it work for the child? That's the kamash malan here. Kamash malan here, that it's not going to work for the child. Good. And we discussed a lot of many of the other ayahs as well. But the Gemara says, one second, we're explaining Rabbi Meir Shita, and we're saying, oh, the chiddush is Rabbi Meir, that you might have thought that at least it should be matir the ben pakua without shechita kamash malan. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, don't you remember the Mishnah? We had the Mishnah, I think it was on the Fine Dalet. Rabbi Meir rejects the whole idea of ben pakua on a daraisa level. Remember, Rabbi Meir holds that if there's a ben teschai, that ben teschai requires shechita. Daraisa, right? It only works for a ben tesmeis. Rabbi Meir said, ben teschai needs, not just because of maris ayin or rabbanan. So the Gemara says, v'tizbra, v'abar Rabbi Meir ben pakua ton shechita. How can we be saying this even for Rabbi Meir? So lo tzricha. No, we're saying this for Rebbe. The Rebbe sava la k'Rabbi Meir, v'sava la k'rabbanan. Remember, we're not talking about only Rabbi Meir. Savala, when Rabbi Abba made this statement, he wasn't really talking about Rabbi Meir. He was talking about Rabbi Shita, who holds like Rabbi Meir in that regard. Savala, Rabbi Meir, damar shchita shein ru yeshma shchita, v'savala k'rabana, damar shchitas imo mitaraso. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Meir here, but regarding Ben Pakua, he holds like the Rabbanan. Kiva, damar rabba, shchitas imo mitaraso, teheni le shchitas imo v'lo eva yishchita, kamash malan. Fine. So that all explains the first half of Rabbi Abba's statement. Now let's get to the second half of Rabbi Abba's statement. V'lo l'kol am Rabbi Shimon shchita shein ru yalosh mashchita. Rabbi Shimon doesn't say that for every halachic ramification, shchita shein ru is not a good shchita. Moder Rabbi Shimon shematarasa midei nevela. He agrees that if you do a good shchita, there's no tumas nevela. No tumas nevela. Not saying even for a treifa. There's no tumas nevela. So again, pshita, isn't that obvious? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, we learned. V'yamar Rav Masisa Tana, v'chiyamus min ha-behema, mixas behema metamo, mixas behema ina metamo. We darshan min ha-behema. Sometimes the animal would have tumas nevela, sometimes it wouldn't. V'eza zu, zu treifa sheshachta. If you shecht a treifa, there is no tumas nevela. So we know that already. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Abba? Lo tzricha, the chiddush is, l'shochet etz a treifa, v'hi chulin ba'azara. If you shecht a treifa, that is chulin ba'azara. You shecht a treifa, chulin ba'azara. So now what? D'tanya, ha'shochet etz a treifa, v'chein ha'shochet, v'nimseis treifa, v'zeh v'zeh chulin ba'azara. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Shimon holds, remember, what does Rabbi Shimon hold? Shechita shein ru'ya lo shma shechita. So if it's not a good shechita, then it's as if you just killed this animal in the azara. The iser, there's only an iser hana'a of chulin ba'azara if you did shechita in the Beis HaMikdash. So here, according to Rabbi Shimon, you didn't do a good shechita, because there's a shechita shein ru'ya. So memela, it's not called a shechita. Memela, it's mutter ba'hana'a. Rabbi Shimon, mater ba'hana. Rabbi Shimon would say this is mutter ba'hana. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains what we just said. Mater ba'hana. The shechita shein ru'ya lashma shechita. It's kind of like, because it's nothing, it's even better than for you. Shechita shein ru'ya is not a good shechita. V'lo karina bu chulin shenishkutu ba'azara. This is not called chulin that are shechted in the azara. D'zvicha ksiv behu. Ki yirchak vizavachta. B'richak bachamata zoveach. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon said it's mutter ba'hana. if I shecht an animal in the, if I shecht a treif in the azara, right, it's not going to be edible. Nifsis bazara. The chachamim osrim, and the chachamim say, osir in that case, because shchita sheniruyi is a good shchita. So the Gemara continues. Sakadai dachamina, hova amar Rabbi Shimon mutter bana. Since Rabbi Shimon holds it's mutter behana'a, because it's lav shma shchita, alma lav shchita hi klau, ema midi nevela nami lo matahara. I might think that it's also tamei mishum nevela. If it's not a good shechita and it's mutter to get benefit from it, so you might say it's at least tamei mishum nevela. The Chassam Sofer says, because otherwise isn't it a tart to the sasri? Right? How could it be mutter bahana'a and no tumas nevela? Is it a shechita? Is it not a good shechita? Kamash malon, you're allowed to say that. That's the Chiddush. Rabbi Shimon holds, even in this case, where some halachas are pointing to the fact that it is not a good shechita, it's still a good shechita for Mishum Nevela. Amalei Rav Pabbe Labaya. The whole assumption of what we just said, though, in the explanation, was that, according to Rabbi Shimon, you need, for something to be Asur Bahana, it has to be a shechita schulin ba'azara. So, meaning, on a da'oraisa level, you need shechita ba'azara to make it asur ba'na, and because this isn't a shechita da'oraisa, that's why it's not asur ba'na. Right? If the whole isur of shechita schulin ba'azara was derabanan, then you wouldn't need dafka a halachic shechita. So now the Gemara is saying, is that really what Rabbi Shimon holds? The sefer Rabbi Shimon chulin ba'azara da'oraisa hi? And therefore, because this isn't da'oraisa, that's why it's mutar ba'na? Amar le'in. Yeah, the Gemara says yes, he does hold that. Vatznan, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shchulin Shenischutu and Timura, where it talks about what you have to do with it, and Kiddushin talks about are you allowed to get married with it. Shchulin Shenischutu Bazara Yisarfu Ba'esh. Rabbi Shimon says you have to burn it, right? Meaning it's aser daraisa. V'chein chaya Shenischutu Bazara, and also a chaya that was shechted in the azara. So now the Gemara says, "Iyamr bishlama daraisa." If Rabbi Shimon holds that chulin shishkul to bazar is an isa daraisa, haynu de gazrin and chaya atu behema, shchitas behema would be a daraisa. So shchitas chaya, where it goes, rashu shchitas behema. If you shechta an achaya, a deer in the azara, ela iyamr derabanan. But if you say the whole issue is derabanan, so behema my time up. So why do you make this a derabanan anyway? Dilmas lemechal kachin bachutz. Why do we say that chulin shishkul d'bazara is usher to eat? Because people might think it's a karban and you're eating it outside. So the whole idea of chulin bazara by a behema is a derabanan. So he's going to say chai is also usher. He gufa gzera. Vana nekem nigzer gzera l'gzera. We're going to make a gzera l'gzera, and therefore it must be that he holds it's the araisa and not just derabanan. Fine. The idea of the Rabbana not being making zero l'gzera, you mentioned that there's two different svaras given by the Mefarshim. Either that they wouldn't, or that they couldn't. The Rabbana aren't going to make such a far-fetched gzera. If A is aser mishum B, right, so then they're not going to make something gasser mishum A. You know, it's so far-fetched, the Rabbana wouldn't do that. Or maybe, right, Rashi and Beitza Dabezim Abez talks about this, right? Maybe it's that they couldn't. The Rabbanan have the power to make laws in certain cases. They can make laws for the tzibur, right? The Rabbanan don't make laws for the milsa de lo shchicha lo gazabe Rabbanan, right? Because they couldn't, they know the Rabbanan have the power and the authority to make laws for klal Yisrael, for tziburim. So maybe also they have the power to make mishmeres l'mishmarti, right? Not mishmeres l'mishmeres. There's a makar for asu siyag la Torah. So you can't make a siyag l'siyag. Either way, that's what we say, that gzeira l'gzeira, we do not make. Sometimes there are exceptions to that, where the Gemara says, kula chad gzeira hi. Gemara says, really, it's one, because if you don't say this, then the whole thing is going to fall apart. Either way, this is discussed. Okay, we'll stop here. There's a new story coming up here. Tomorrow I won't be giving the daf, Hashem, so hopefully we'll pick up the day after, when we talk about the who has the rights of doing it. That's Pei Zayin. Okay, but tomorrow will be put up.